We're going to have feedback from the individuals who are leading the group. So for healthy ageing, Nigel Stocks, could you come up and give some feedback on the discussions, please?
Okay, so we have to try and give feedback. I wasn't really anticipating doing this, and I must say our tablecloths are full of writing everywhere. So I'll try to pick out what I felt the main points were from our table. So we had a long discussion about what healthy ageing actually is. We discussed what I filled in the table, what had previously been discussed at other meetings. So, for example, healthy aging isn't just about 40 plus, it's about cradle to grave, because, of course, you start aging from soon as you're born. We'd also previously discussed having a theme on mental and physical well-being, but decided that was too similar to healthy aging to have a separate distinct group, theme, and therefore we'd incorporated that in principle with the healthy aging. So what Warwick meant by healthy aging originally was actually a very broad topic, and but because of that it was felt that the term healthy aging wasn't probably the right term, therefore it sends the wrong message out, was the feeling of our group, and therefore we came up with a better terminology, which was lifelong well-being. Well-being tends to have a mental health aspect to it, and lifelong obviously stresses the fact that this just isn't about 40 plus. I think the other key point, and I'll stop after this, because I think if we give feedback 2 points each, I think perhaps that might save a lot of time. We felt it was very difficult to have a science and technology healthy aging kind of agenda without building in the social dimension as well. Healthy aging is about health education, among other things. So there's clearly a big social dimension to this aspect as well. So we felt that we really had to broaden this out beyond the science and technology GPP and linking with relevant social science groups in this area as well, including public policy. Okay, shall I leave us at that? Is that right?
Yeah, anyone else from that group want to add anything?
I mean, talking about USPs, there was mention of very specific ones in terms of disciplines and so on, but the kind of key one that came out, we thought, from Warwick was that, you know, given the structure of the university and the nature of the departments, one of the key advantages is the possibilities of really building cross-disciplinary links in this area where the big players have so far failed to do so. So I think that's the only thing I would add that was different from it. From the other table.
Okay, thank you, David. Good, so if we move on to early diagnosis, are you gonna feedback on that?
Well, we've got a surprisingly empty tablecloth, but we got really carried away talking about what is early diagnosis in the first place. I guess there was a bit of a comment as in terms of, if we really are successful in early diagnosis, we might make some clinicians out of a job. But I don't think that is really the case at all, because it just means that we're changing the nature of the problem. The discussion was really, I think that early diagnosis is a good place to start, and I don't think there was any consensus here that we're barking up the wrong tree or anything like that. It was really about making sure that we have the right opportunities to get the people with the problem to meet with the people with the technology and vice versa. So I think that the main message there was that the GPP should make sure that we are not leaving anybody behind, if you like, by making any particular assumptions and creating events which will allow the horizontals and the verticals to come together as appropriate. Is that a fair sort of response? Anything else that I haven't really covered? That was, I think, the main take-home message.
Okay, good. And finally, I think Sudesh.
Yeah, our group met as one to begin with, but then it became logistically difficult, so they broke off into little groups. I mean, the main thing we discussed as a group is that actually at Warwick, we've got a lot of strength in terms of infection research, particularly around virology. We've got lots of expertise around the business of actually managing resources, that is to make each penny count and how to manage that, and the appropriate leadership that, and it's there, we've got very successful groups in that. We've also got programs that are actually out there in Africa, for example, delivering this. And all this sets a scene for scaling up activities at the moment with a collaboration with Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, represented here by Bertie Squires, a new vehicle for enhancing the way healthcare is delivered, because that, the problem in settings like that is that there are problems with organization and money which actually get in the way of actually putting into practice what we already know works. And the solutions will not be transporting something that's here, there, but you know, we have to find the appropriate solutions. So that's going to result in a big collaboration between Warwick and Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, and that's well underway now at the moment. There's going to be new appointments and all that. Alongside that, there was also a feeling that actually these people within Warwick do not know what's going on across campus. So there's an idea that we actually probably need to later on get together as a thematic group and maybe brainstorm what sort of problems that groups like this or bigger groups can engage brain and resources on. And I think that those were the two main areas, I think. Oh, one very critical point is that when they talk about resource poor settings, it does not mean resource poor countries. It means low and middle income populations, and that could be such populations in Britain as well as populations in low and middle income countries where you also have sometimes very rich people. Did I capture everything? Anything else?
No, nothing more. Good. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for all contributing to this evening in a very positive way. Sudesh, you please, as a head of the GPP, and I think Nigel and others.
I think it's fantastic. Thank you all for even turning up, because as I said before, this wouldn't happen in most of the places. So the fact that we are able to come together like this is a great start.
Thank you to the presenters. They all gave very excellent presentations and stuck to the 10 minutes. Thank you to Suzanne and the team for organizing it. And yes, thank you once again for coming to the event. These are the next two events. Individual Behavior and Global Governance Ideas Cafes will take place in the summer term, dates to be confirmed. And on that note, good evening.